Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Ladies. So excited to be here with you as always. So I really want to roll out something amazing. So tomorrow is May the 1st, 2020. And not only is that month great because we're heading towards summer. And I know that summer looks a lot different now than we've probably ever seen it before. But May is my birthday month, y'all. And all month, I want to be able to reach you. And what I will tell you is from being an athlete, from being an avid lifetime learner, is that I cannot have ever been reached in life if I could not be taught by someone. And I feel like that is a lot of what I want to do, is I want to tell you the isms of me, the Love Uplifted Lady, all the things that created me to be who I am, my flaws, some of the passions that I have, what drives me, and the things that I have learned. I feel like more than just asking people to follow me and like what I do, you have to understand if what I teach can reach you. And if it does that, I want to continue to envelop your life. And every single day of May, whether you're in my Love Uplifted Ladies Facebook group, if you're on Instagram following me as the Love Uplifted Lady, if you see me on YouTube or see me on my regular Facebook page, I want you to know and start to develop who I am. I want that to become in the fibers of your mind. Like when someone says, Angela Midget, Love Uplifted Lady, that you know who that woman is, and either you're for her, you're standing with her, and she has reached you, or you'll tell somebody else that maybe she wasn't for you, but she might be for them. So I am excited to be able to share my wins and my struggles, y'all. You know, more than anything, to be love uplifted is I've had to feel what it's like to not have love. And one of the biggest things that I have learned through this change period, I feel like we're all in this changing period, right? Is I, you know, sat down and I was like, you know, what does love uplifted life mean to me? Now I've had this brand of Love Uplifted Lady given to me by one of my clients more than like 5 years ago. And even when it was given to me, I was like, oh, not me. You know, still super modest and humble and thinking, how could I call myself something that I want so fiercely, but I never learned to give it to me. And the more and more that I walked in that name and I started to say it more, and yeah, I made a hashtag about it, it started to really help me become who I am. And as I started looking at what love is just this compassionate, full throttle feeling of joy and compassion. And it is something that we hope for in life. And most of the time we're hoping for it in other areas because we have not given it to ourselves. And to be uplifted. Now to uplift is like present tense. That's like literally holding your hand out, lifting someone up, whether you're lifting their spirit, their physicality, their mentality, or their nutrition, you're lifting them up in some way or another. But to be love uplifted, and this is what I want you to really hone in here with me, is what I want to teach you is anybody that meets me, that you allow me to reach you, I want you to leave already past tense, love uplifted. Because then when you want to meet me, you're going to leave feeling that love, and you'll never have to search for what it feels like again, because if you lose it, y'all, you know where you can come back and get it? You can come back and get it with me. So I just want to give that love to you as we get ready to head into May, to let you know that, you know, being love uplifted is really a compassionate thing that is driven from my heart. And the fact that I get a chance to inspire you to make this a lifestyle, woo, it just blows my socks off, y'all. So May is tomorrow. It is my month. My actual birthday is May the 24th, and I plan on doing an amazing virtual 5K with whoever is down. So if you hear this and you're like, oh, I want to do that, let me know, because I'm going to be dropping some tips on running. There are a lot of things I want to share with y'all, and you know, just to drop a couple hints, we've got like 31 days of May, and I've got 40,000 different tips that I can tell you, plus some divided and times it by 10. And I'm excited to be able to share just a few of those things. And we'll be talking about running. We'll be talking about my time in foot care, things that I can do for you from the podiatric standpoint. Diabetes. We'll be talking about nutrition, different ways of you making your nutrition work for you. Body and muscle activation, all the fitness that you can talk about, ways to get flexible. My brand new fitness style. Yes, I said it. I've coined a brand new fitness style, and I'm excited to drop that. So this month is going to be exciting. And as you hear it in my voice, I want you to have that energy going into May. Yes, things do not look the way that they were before. But no, you do not have to take less from yourself or give yourself less just because of what is around you. You can be love uplifted. And like I tell you, every single time you hear a podcast, your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just got to be willing to go get it.